not sure. I came like at the end of 2010. Yeah. So no, 7 years. You see, make it too long. Maybe I love it too much. Yeah. My name is Samra, and I am from Yemen. We were looking for English classes for my mom because I was about to leave her to go somewhere else. And my sister too, she's going to marry. So we were like worrying how she's gonna do without us, because we do everything to her. We take her to her appointments and everything. We were happy that my mom gonna register close to the house and only one day a week. But unfortunately, my mom refused. She said she doesn't wanna go to school because she has an experience and she didn't like it. So she was like refusing. I was like, what about if I go with you? Just to encourage her. So I started going to the school with her. In one of the classes, Miss Rebecca, she was observing the class, and she saw me in the class helping everyone. She was like, since you are here and helping everyone, why you not just volunteer in the class? And I started, and I love it. I felt like I want to teach the students the way I felt I need the teacher to teach me. And in a class, I used to see who are like slow writing, slow getting the words, and I work with them. I knew how to deal with every student. I had that experience, not from teaching, but from being a student. Because one class is about, you know, the everyday conversation when you go to the doctor, when you go to your son or daughter's school, if you have violence, like our life, what we need to say, not everything. Like when you go to different schools, they're gonna teach you from A to Z, all the words, all the conversation that usually you don't use. It doesn't stay there in your mind. If you don't use it, you lose it. So for my mom to study Wani class, it was good experience because now she knows how to go to the doctor or call them, I want to make an appointment. So she knows how to say it, how to do it. One of my students, when she was like, if you're gonna teach this course again, make sure you call me so I can be here again. And it made me happy. It was at the last day of the class. Other one, she came to me and she hugged me. She said, thank you. She's, I think, from Palestine. Yeah, she hugged me and she gave me a flower that I will never forget and I will never lose. I still have it. And she said, it was great to have you as a teacher, but in Arabic, you know. Shukran, umri ma ba'ansa jameelik. And it makes me, I want to teach more for Wani class. If you achieve something you want, it feels good. But if you make someone achieve their goals or what they want, it's even feel better.